is the Ford Show starring Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. And our guest for tonight, Eddie Cantor. All presented with the Ford Dealers and Lincoln Mercury Dealers of America. And here is Dinah Shore.
Your brain is sharp, you play the harp. That's easy for me to dismiss. For if you want to be mine, you gotta shine on the other end of a kiss. The latest style, a toothpaste smile, are good for a boo or a hiss. The thing that matters to me is how you'll be on the other end of a kiss. Make money, you'll lose it. Why dress up, you'll mess up your clothes. But look what goes on and on and on, about an inch beneath your nose. You got degrees, you talk Chinese, you know what to do with all this. The only pertinent fact is how you act on the other end of a kiss.
Your painting,
go hang it.
Why dress up, you mess up your clothes. But look what goes on and on and on.
Right under your nose, you made my folks applaud your jokes. In Kansas, they love you for this.
But if you want to be smart, you hang your heart on the other end of a kiss.
Good evening, friends. This is Dinah Shore, happy to be welcoming you to another Wednesday evening Ford show. Our guest tonight is a man whose name has become synonymous with great entertainment in every home in America and most of the rest of the world, Eddie Cantor. Of course, with us again is Robert Emmett Dolan performing his usual magic with nothing up his sleeve but an orchestra. And here, folks, is Peter Lynn Hayes.
Well, hello, Dinah. You're looking at a happy man. All my Christmas shopping is done.
No fooling, Peter. How did you do
it? Got it all done at once. Bought everybody the same present.
What'd you get?
Well, you know those fountain pens everyone talks about, the kind that writes underwater, mm-hmm. underground? Mm-hmm. In fact, I heard of one they've made for Hollywood pedestrians that writes under cars.
Is that what you got?
No, I got something that beats those pens. This is a great thing. It'll write underwater, under mud, under anything. We'll write for years and years without putting in ink.
Oh, my heavens. Well, what is it?
A pencil.
Oh, fine, a pencil. Well, I can see you've taken care of all your Christmas problems, but how about the rest of the country?
Well, I think the rest of the company needs a little help, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean. Folks, Mr. Peter Lynn Hayes, at the request of the Department Stores of America, will now present a brief study of lady Christmas shoppers entitled The Killers.
Surveying the shopping scene, this Christmas gift-hungry, bargain-hunting, nylon-seeking, bone-breaking shoppers are causing incredible scenes of slaughter. One big store's report reads as follows. Today's injuries, 23 shins scraped, 15 collarbones fractured, 12,000 hairs pulled out, 34 sprained ankles, and one of our floor walkers is missing. The plight of floor walkers is a dreadful one. Due to the help shortage, each floor walker has to take care of several customers. We now show you a floor walker taking care of three customers at once. Next, we bring you a brief message on safety and courtesy, rules by the Executive Secretary of the Floor Walkers Friendly Fellowship Foundation, the 4Fs.
Listen, kids. All we ask of you is a little consideration. Remember, that object you're walking on may be somebody's face. Please, please watch those heels. Right now, one of our boys is lying in the hospital, and across his forehead it says, O'Sullivan was here. And please, kids, don't try to get the floor walker's attention too violently. Last week, one lady shopper caught a floor walker's eye, and he's still looking for it.
And now, a final personal message from the floor walkers to the lady shoppers. Mr. Floor Walker, your message.
Madam, Please.
We've been asked by many, many people to repeat the song which we've been using recently as our closing theme. So here it is, just as we recorded it for Columbia, Robert Emmett Dolan's lovely new ballad, And So to Bed. The moon descends, and so to bed. The music ends, and so to bed. Should old acquaintance linger in your heart, then don't forget we're just a dream apart. Tomorrow night seems years away, but after all, it's just a day. And
be a discussion of blessed events.
Yes, Dinah. If you're on the expectant list waiting for your new Ford, remember that your bundle from heaven on that happy delivery day may be a Ford V8 or it may be a Ford 6. Almost everyone knows that the Ford V8 engine is the same type used in America's costliest cars. Brilliant in performance, remarkable in its economy. What a lot of people are just finding out is the newsworthy fact that Ford also makes a six-cylinder engine, the most modern six being built today. From a few delighted owners of new Ford sixes, here are a few typical comments. From Alabama, Mr. Harry Norman Jr. writes, "My 1946 Ford six is a dream come true. I just couldn't realize an engine could have such performance." And listen to this. Mr. Louis Fabian, a traffic officer in the Detroit Police Department for 13 years, writes, "The Ford six-cylinder engine has power to spare and gets along on very little gasoline. You can sure count me in as a thoroughly satisfied Ford 6 owner." Remember, in the low-priced field, only Ford gives you a choice of two great engines. V8 or 6, the Ford in your future will have the same smart styling, rest ride springs, king-sized brakes, and other features that only Ford put out in front. Why not talk to your friendly Ford dealer?
Thank you, Tom. Well, folks, speaking of our guest star...
Who was? What did they say? What did they say, Dinah?
They said, "Hello, Eddie Cantor."
Well.
That's what they said.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dinah, I can't tell you what a thrill it is for me to have you introduce me on your own show. I just can't. I really can't,
Eddie,
get over it. Here
I'm
you
so
are,
glad
Dinah Shore,
yeah,
the girl I discovered a star.
Yeah.
And what a star. Little Dinah Shore, who I like so much.
Oh,
sweet little Dinah, who I helped and was glad to do it.
But
my
little
Dinah.
Eddie.
Of all the singers on my show, you were always my favorite.
Oh, Eddie, thank you. That's so
I
wonderful.
I loved all your songs. Eddie. I used to be crazy about the way you sang. The way you're saying Il Bacio.
Eddie,
opera.
Eddie, wait a minute. Eddie.
Huh?
That was Deanna Durbin.
Oh, that's right. You were the other
one. Yeah, yeah. I sang under the name of Bobby Breen.
Yeah. Yeah. Except you got more muscles. Look, yeah. You know, Dinah, I've got so much on my mind lately with my new program and all.
Say, Eddie, I've been listening to the new show. It's really great.
Thanks, Peter. We endeavor to be amusing. You know, you know, we even have got a higher rating now than Frost Warning. And if you've been listening to our Thursday night shows, you know I've adopted a son. His name is Wojciechowski Kanter. Have you been listening?
Oh, yes, yes. And Eddie, I think it's simply wonderful. Tell me, how old is the child again?
26. Big fellow.
Yeah. Eddie, why did you adopt such a big son?
Well, adopting a child is fairly expensive, so I thought while I was at it, I'd get the large economy size. Oh, Kanter, you're such a wit. Say, and after
Eddie,
the show, I'll sing a million songs. What?
Eddie, you know, I always love to hear you making people laugh and bringing happiness to the whole world.
Yes, Dinah, that's one thing that really gives a man a heart full of joy.
And a hat full of dough.
Yep. Oh, money. Oh, money, Peter. That doesn't make people happy. It doesn't make them smile.
It works miracles with my landlord.
Believe me, Pete, to me, money is secondary. An hour after I get my check, it's out of my hands, gone, forgotten.
Where is it?
Deposited in my bank. But who thinks about it? Oh, by the way, Pete, would you excuse me for just a moment? I'd like a word with Dinah in private.
Oh, sure, Eddie, but
yeah,
I'd...
Be right with you, Pete. Do you mind? Okay. Listen, Dinah,
mm-hmm.
Get this.
Yeah?
They have finally decided to make a movie of my life.
Oh, wonderful, Eddie. But what
now,
do you...
for the starring role, the part mm-hmm. of me, Eddie Kanter, they were figuring on Cary Grant, but
oh.
I turned Grant down on account of, well, something he said.
Oh? What did he say?
Oh, it was nothing. It's just... No, I just didn't like what he said about playing my life.
Oh, well, what was it, Eddie?
He said he just finished Notorious. He didn't want to make Obnoxious. That was one of the dirtiest laughs I ever heard in my life. Personally, I think he was scared of the role. But now I thought of the man to play the part. Your own Peter Lindhagen.
Oh!
And I want you to ask him to do it.
You want me to ask Peter to play you?
Oh, Peter will be great in the part, and he'll leap. He'll just leap at the chance to play me.
Yeah, but why do you want me to ask him?
I figure he wouldn't strike a woman. I mean, it would be a nice gesture, sort of like you discovered him, your
yeah,
boy. You
yeah,
know, so that's my
yeah,
discovery.
Yeah, yeah I
know.
See. Okay. Okay. Peter.
Yeah?
Peter, Mr. Kanter has an offer to make you.
Thanks, Dinah, but I've got a girl.
No. No. Oh, Pete. No, you misunderstand. You see, everybody thinks Eddie is trying to marry off his daughter.
And you know something? Everybody's right.
Well, anyway...
And you know something else, Dinah? I know now where I made my mistake in trying to get husbands for the girls. Instead of looking around for a lot of fellas, I should have found one steady boy like Artie Shawn and given him all my business.
Okay, Eddie, now let's get to this proposition. Peter, Eddie wants you to play him in pictures, you know, like Larry Parks did Jolson.
Me? Play Kanter?
Oh,
but look,
Peter, you'd be perfect. I'll dub in the singing. I'll do all the songs. And, you see, you look just like what I used to look like. Typical clean-cut American boy, husky, good-looking, crew haircut. Just the kind of crew haircut I had when I rode at Yale.
Eddie, you rode at Yale?
Why not? When I rent a boat, I row where I want to. What do you say, Peter, huh?
Gee, I'm sure tickled at this splendid opportunity, but maybe I'm not right. Maybe...
He's got me doing it. What's bothering you?
Well, gee, I'm scared of getting typed with that particular kind of part. Now, look how Boris Karloff got identified with Frankenstein.
Yeah, let's all mock the other fellas' look, shall we?
Peter, come on, now, why don't you give it a try?
Well,
maybe you can't even handle it. I'll tell you what. Dinah and I are going to sing some of my old songs, and then I'll rehearse you. This should put you in the Kanter mood, Peter, because we're going to sing about all the women in my whole career. Starting out with Louise.
Who's Louise?
Louise, she was my French governess. I was 4 years old. I was quite old. Dinah?
All right, with you, Eddie.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you.
sweet as apple cider. Sweeter than all I know.
Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought the home and ring and Dinah, take it.
Margie, you've been my inspiration. Days are never blue. And after all is said and done,
there is really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, come on and show her to me. Yes, they were all wonderful. Louise, Margie, Dinah, Ida, from whom I got my love. But let's not forget Susie. From her I made a living.
Made? You're still making it.
Oh, hush. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. I had a mustache as cute as a pup. Susie kissed me and she burned a damn thing up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
That's wonderful. Well, Peter, that must have put you in the canter mood. I can see your eyes are bulging. You ready now to star in the life of Eddie Cantor?
Now, let's see if you can handle this part, Pete. Now, to star in my life story, you'll have to really become me. You must learn to act just like Cantor.
Okay, Eddie, but first, what about the money?
Don't learn so fast. Peter, why are you worried about money? You're dealing with Cantor. Now, Dinah worked for me, and she can tell you how I am about money, can't you, Dinah, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Eddie. So you better ask somebody else. Look, besides, I think Peter's mainly concerned with what publicity he'd get out of this.
He'd get all the publicity and credit when the picture is advertised. I will take no credit at all. No credit whatsoever. The ads will all read, Eddie Cantor presents the life of Eddie Cantor without Eddie Cantor. I think that's good.
Just a moment. Where's my name?
What a ham this kid is. Do you have trouble with him all the time?
Look, why don't you two quit haggling and get to work?
Okay, now, Peter, in the opening scene of the picture, you're playing me as a young fellow. You've just met Ida, your future wife. Dinah is Ida, and you're me. Go ahead.
Good evening, Miss Ida. My name is Eddie Cantor.
Wait a minute. That sounds like me. I'll kill myself.
Pete, you better try it again.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Eddie Cantor.
Pete, a little more class, if you please.
Okay, Eddie, how's this?
Good evening, Miss Ida. My name is Edward Cantor.
Perfect! He captured me!
That's me! The guy's got me exactly the way I talk. That's the way I talk all the time. Yeah.
Okay, come on now, Ronald Cantor.
Yep. Now, you see, at this time, I'm a poor boy. I had to leave college because Dad's business crashed on Wall Street. We show a big stock exchange scene about this.
Wait. Now, Eddie, what is this, a stock market scene? Your dad's business crashing on Wall Street? Eddie, that's so phony. Why don't you show the truth?
Dinah, believe me, it wouldn't be a very exciting scene to see a pushcar turn over. Look, I want to... with all the halibut on the floor. Now, look at... Let's go on with the love scene. You're making love to Ida. This very cleverly leads into my big song, Tomatoes Are Cheaper. See?
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
You ready?
Miss Ida, I'm very fond of you.
More excitement, Pete. You don't know me. Go ahead.
Okay.
Miss Ida, I'm very, very fond of you.
Lie down. Take a nap for a while. Look. Let me show you. Canada was a great lover here. Ida. Sweetheart.
Yes, Eddie?
Will you marry me?
No.
Dinah, we can't let your personal opinion change the story of my life. Ida happened to say yes. I was stuck.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, we'll get married and raise a family. All boys.
No. Let's make it girls. Women cost less money.
Do women cost less money?
Yes, everyone knows. Tomatoes are cheaper. Oh,
too big for one network. Now, you see, now, that's what I call acting. Now, Pete, will you try it?
Eddie, I'm not going to play the part.
But, Peter, listen.
Eddie, there's only one man should play this part.
Who?
You.
I could... Me?
Yep, he's right, Eddie.
Me playing Eddie Cantor? But you don't understand. It's silly. I'm not the type.
No, Eddie, really, you'd be marvelous.
You really mean I... Oh, but I couldn't. Why, the thing is ridiculous. Maybe with a little makeup? Dinah, honestly, do you think I could play it? Of course, I'll take a lot of convincing.
Well, Eddie...
I'll do it. She sold it.
Oh, great, Eddie. You see, you just wasted your time coming down here to ask Pete.
Oh, no, Dinah, I didn't waste my time coming here tonight because my real reason for being here this evening was this, and this is something I'm very proud to do. Dinah, I am going to repeat something that I did 6 years ago. It gives me a great personal thrill to tell you that in the annual poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily, the radio critics and editors of the United States and Canada have chosen you the best popular female vocalist for the 6th consecutive year.
Thank you so much, Eddie. It's a wonderful honor, and it's doubly wonderful to have you announce it. I'm very grateful to Motion Picture Daily and to all the radio editors who took part in the poll.
Dinah, you rate it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Peter. And now, while awards are being passed around, I'd like to announce that that same group of editors have chosen Peter Lind Hayes as one of the most promising young comedians of 1946.
Thanks. Thanks, Dinah, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the press.
Does anybody want to make me a little award? I'll take a pickle with mustard on top. Dinah, will you please start paying off for that award with the song?
I'd love to, Eddie. Hearts are gay when they play at pretending. If you're blue, why don't you try pretending? After all, aren't we all idle schemers? What is life but a world full of dreamers? You're not poor, not when you're make-believing. So when you have blue moments to spend, close your eyes and you'll see how surprised you will be if you just pretend. How surprised you will be if you just And now we take you to New York, where the noted editor and commentator, Mr. Henry LaCassette, is waiting to speak to you. Okay, New York, and Mr. LaCassette.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? The other day I talked to a man who watches over the health of 80,000 people. He is Dr. Harley L. Krieger, medical director of the Ford Motor Company. Dr. Krieger and his staff of 206 doctors, dentists, nurses, and professional first aid people have a two-way job to do. The first and biggest part of their job is that of prevention. Toward that end, Dr. Krieger has devised a mobile X-ray unit. This, manned by four technicians, examines the chests of Ford employees at regular intervals. Because of this, respiratory ailments are discovered early, and the patients treated before complications set in. Dr. Krieger's industrial health laboratory also has developed skin creams for use by workers against possible irritations. The use of these creams and hygienic investigation have brought cases of skin inflammation at Ford to the lowest in the industry. Further, the Ford Hygiene Laboratory has put into operation a central disinfectant station. Here, goggles, rubber boots and gloves, and other equipment exchanged by employees are washed, disinfected, and sterilized before they are reissued to another employee. Thus, skin infection and other contagion are minimized. Should an accident occur, there is always the completely equipped 12-bed hospital at the River Rouge plant for all emergency cases. In such ways, Ford works to guard its greatest single asset, the health and well-being of its employees. And now, back to the Ford Show and Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
Thank you, Mr. Lukasik. What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh? Where do they woo on a rainy night in Rio? How can a guy meet a sweetheart by the sea? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet, how tender can you get when you're beneath the wet palm tree? What do they do in Mississippi when skies are drippy? And what are they doing when it's murky in Albuquerque? What are they doing old Altoona when the moon above ain't bright? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. What do they do when skies are dreary along Lake Erie? And what do they do in old St. Louis when nights are dewy? And what do they do in Colorado when a shadow dims the light? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. What they do in Rio on a rainy night.
We'll be back next Wednesday evening, and our guest will be Phil Harris. Eddie, I love you for coming here tonight.
Oh, it was great being here, Dinah. You know, I'm proud to say that there's a great resemblance between Columbus and me.
How's that?
You see, we both saw a little shore, and we said, that's it. Good night, Dinah. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Eddie.
Good night, folks.
Appeared through the courtesy of the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Be with us again next Wednesday night when the Ford Dealers and Lincoln Mercury Dealers of America again bring you Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. Our guest will be Phil Harris. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We're just